question that the people ask is there a way on Shabbat Kodesh to heat up cold liquid? For example, the custom of the Sephardim is we have, let's say, kibbeh hamda, which is liquidy food. Friday night, it's not a problem. It's hot from already Eid of Shabbat. And then after dinner on Friday night, they take the kibbeh hamda and they put it away in the refrigerator. Now it's cold. So is there a legal way on Shabbat to have this kibbeh hamda that we call it, this liquidy item? That's what it is, a liquidy item. Is there a way, halakhically, to heat it up and have it hot? So some say, no, you can't heat it up. And they're right. They're basing it on what Shulchan Aruch writes, based on the opinion of the Rishonim, Rashi, and the Rosh, that says by heating up, or I should say reheating up this soup, a soupy item, is as if you're cooking it. According to Rashi and the Rosh, there's no difference between taking a raw piece of steak and putting it on the barbecue, which everybody agrees that's cooking on Shabbat, or taking cold soup that was cooked already once. But once it's cold already, according to those opinions, it's considered raw. And therefore, when you reheat it on Shabbat, it's considered as if you cooked on Shabbat. And in the olden days, one would be held liable by the punishment of sikila. So, and Shulchan Aruch is suspecting to that opinion. So if he suspects to that opinion, so then there's no way. How are you going to take this hot, this cold soup and put it on the fire on Shabbat? If one does that, he's considered a mehalel Shabbat. There's nothing to talk. However, there's two ways to get around this. There's an opinion of Harambam. Harambam says, since the soup was cooked already, so you can't cook something twice, just like if I have a steak that was cooked. So now when I put the steak on the fire on Shabbat, or on the black on Shabbat, I'm not cooking the steak, I'm reheating it. The steak was cooked already. Similarly, Harambam says, on a liquidy item that was cooked already, so by putting it on the black, you're not cooking it, you're just reheating it. Reheating on Shabbat, under certain circumstances, is permissible. So it comes out, there's a machloket between the Rishonim. Is it considered cooking or not by putting the soup back on the black on Shabbat? So Rav Chaydan Birkei Yosef gives a rule, and he says that since this is subject to a machloket amongst the rabbis, some rabbis say it's illegal, some rabbis say it's not a problem, so you could tell a goy to do it. So therefore, a person could tell the goya, he could tell the shifcha, the maid, the ozeret, goya, take the soup from the refrigerator and put it on the blech on Shabbat. It's not a problem. That's Hidah clearly writes. So therefore, there's a way to do it. Of course, we would not be lenient to let a Jew do that, because according to one opinion, hayav sekila. So, but since it's a machloket, Harambam says it's 100% mutar for a Jew to do it. So we're not going to go that far to be lenient to let a Jew do it, but we'll be lenient enough to allow the goya to put the liquidy food back onto the blech, or the plata that they call it, not of course on an open fire. We're talking about where you're putting it on a blech or a covered item with all the rules of Hazara. That's the opinion of Racham Avadia Yosef, Alav Shalom. He says it many times in Hilchot Shabbat, he writes it in Yabia Omer. But there's another way that might not be so common or possible to do, but it should be known. Halakha says, on Shabbat you're not allowed to do melakha. Lo ta'aseh melakha. You cannot do a direct melakha. However, girama is permissible. What does girama mean? You're doing something indirectly. When you're doing something, and at the time that you're doing it, it's not activating anything. It's not causing anything to happen, but later on, something is going to be caused. For example, if a person, let's say, they see the fire, that this fire is far away, and he lines up a whole wall of glasses of water, and he knows when the fire is going to come and hit the glasses of water, they're going to burst, and it's going to put out the fire. But that's not a melakha, because that's called girama. You didn't put it out directly, you did it indirectly. When you set up the wall of water, there's nothing wrong with it. You knew that the fire is going to come, but since it didn't come direct, it didn't happen immediately, it wasn't as if you put the glasses in, the fire came that second and bursted them. No, it happened subsequently. So that's called Gerama, and on Shabbat, Melacha is forbidden, but Gerama is permissible. So we have another solution. The solution is, a person has a hot plate. He has a hot plate, exactly, and he sets a timer onto the hot plate. Now, timer is something that we're very used to on Shabbat. A lot of people set their lights onto a timer. They set the air conditioner onto a timer. Their alarm clocks onto a timer. So here you attach a timer onto the hot plate, and you set it for, let's say, 45 minutes before you come up for Bet Knesset. Let's say you come up from shul on Shabbat morning at 12 o'clock. You set it to go off at 11:15. But what? Before you go to Bet Knesset at 8 o'clock, you take the soup out of the refrigerator and you put it on the closed black or the closed hot plate. You did nothing. You put it on you put it on the counter, or you put it on this black that is turned off. However, 3 hours later, the time is going to go on, 11:15, and by the time you get home from Bet Knesset, 45 minutes later, it'll be warm, and you can take it off the black and you have no problem. So that is one of the leniencies that Rachav Avayah says one can establish a time. Now, one must be very clear that we don't draw parallels from one halakha to another halakha. So just because we're lenient in this case, every other case has to be asked by a rabbi. You can't say, oh, if I can use a timer for this, so now I'm going to set a timer on my barbecue and put raw steak on it. And, of course not. You have to ask each case individually. But this is one of the cases when the rabbi is lenient on a soupy item that was cooked already to put it on the plata when it's off. Now, Chas v'Shalom, if it turned on already, you cannot put it on. Because, oh, rabbi, I have a timer. Yeah, but the whole purpose of the timer is to put it on before the timer goes off. Not when the timer goes off. The timer goes on already, so it's on. It's like putting on a regular black. And once he does that, so that would be the second hitter. You should know that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach also writes in the Sefer the same exact hitter, that using a timer on a black for these type of situations would be 100% mutah. So again, the two ways to legalize the hot, cold, soupy foods on Shabbat would be either al yedei goy, back on the black, not on an open fire, on the black or on a plata, or to put the timer to put it back on when it's off, and then wait until it turns on, and then of course you can take it off. But once you take it off, it goes without saying, you can't put it back on. You can't say, well, I had the timer. Okay, but the time when you put it on when it was off, once you take it off, it's off. You cannot make hazara. That is the way the album.